Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The rough places plain. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Isaiah 40:4. This is an amazing promise. In the primeval, very good creation, there was nothing crooked or rough. Even the hills and mountains were apparently gentle in slope and relatively low. The rugged mountain ranges and volcanic peaks of the present world date from the upheavals and residual catastrophism of the Great Flood. God had instructed men and women to literally fill the earth, which would indicate that no part of the lands was uninhabitable. That is not the way it is now. Vast, inaccessible mountain ranges, deserts, glaciers, swamplands, etc. abound, all basically as a result of sin and God's curse on the ground. But in the coming period of God's judgments on the rebellious world of mankind, there also will be extensive renovational physical changes accompanying them. For example, there will be such a great earthquake that every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Then a few years later will follow an even greater global earthquake, so mighty an earthquake and so great that every island fled away and the mountains were not found. For thus says the Lord of hosts, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. Finally, indeed, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.